Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Thank you.
body. Look what I found. Simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet. He couldn't be any subtler. This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. My home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. And wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
La 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 And we're back.
Hang on, let me fix this mic. It's messed up. Yeah, it's the Borkmasters, or just one Borkmaster today, I'm afraid to report. Pierce is, he's doing something. He's at some thing about sports and entertainment or something. Something having to do with, like, a job after college or something. I don't know. I didn't really understand what he meant by it. That was The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. Pretty famous song. Hope you guys know it. If not, you're welcome, I guess. Yeah, so it's just gonna be me today. It'll be a pretty chill show. I'm super congested, so I'm not sure how much I'm gonna preach. I guess a little less than normal, maybe. Anyway, how was my week? It was fine. Yeah, it was okay. I'm gonna play the next song for you. And then after that, oh boy, after that, maybe you'll even get some PSA action, maybe? We'll see. Anyway, what song are we gonna listen to first? I think first we're going to, this is called Nothing's Going to Keep Me Down by Yellow Days, which is just someone that I happened upon. I don't really know much about them, but they're pretty cool. And they kind of seem like an American, what's that ginger dude from Britain? With the really low voice, oh my god. I'm going to Google ginger British soul singer. No. Alright, this is gonna really bother me. King Krule. Seems like an American King Krule. Anyway. Here we go. I hope you, don't hate it too much. Like no one can. That's good. Good choice, Avery. Yellow Days. He's pretty interesting. I don't know much about him at all. He's kind of a weird-looking dude. That's really all I know. And that one of his songs was over the intro to season 2 of Atlanta, if you guys know that show. Donald Glover. It's good stuff. Regardless, excellent taste in music, Avery. Lessons at home. Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. This is a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. I just did that out of order. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stuff's important. My parents never did it with me, and that's why I can't read. But you live and you learn. Oh, that was loud. That's okay. We're all good now. Anyway, next up, what are we thinking? I think maybe a little Drake. This is Teenage Fever. This is off of his, album More Life. He called it a playlist, so people wouldn't criticize it because it was long and weird. But this is probably my favorite song off of it. It's an interesting one. I don't really know how to describe it. I don't really know if I need to describe it because I'm about to play it. So, yeah, so here it is. I should oil up those mic stands. Anyway, here it is.
Your heart is hard to carry after dark. Y'all to blame for what we could've been, cause look at what we are. Your friends are scared to tell you you went too far. Funny that it's always been all about you from the start. I met someone new last night and we kicked it. And I'm going back there tonight. And you know what's on my mind this time. Going back there tonight, and you know what's on my mind. So,
if you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you come back? And if somehow you knew that your love would be a dream, would you lie to me?
How I feel when I'm around you, shawty. Last night we didn't say it, but girl, we both thought it. Why second guess? I should've stayed. You say the word, I'm on the way. This feels like teenage fever. I'm not scared of it, she ain't either. Why second guess I should've stayed? Cause you know it's on my mind, so.
If you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you come back? And if somehow you knew that your love would be a dream, would you lie to me?
Yeah, slightly took a left turn there, but very much 6 a.m.
All right, Drake, that's enough of that. Not that that was Drake doing any of that rapping, but or talking at the end. But still, that was enough of that. Anyway, I like that song. I think that's a really cool one. It's really short, which I like in songs and albums, because I have a pretty terrible attention span. Even for really good albums, a lot of the time I'll have to like split it up or something, unless it's a really engaging album, or if it's broken up into like, I don't know, skits or something like that, where I can just, I don't know. Drake is not good at doing that. His albums are usually very long, and some of the songs will blend together. But if you separate the songs out, a lot of the time they're fun, they're good, they're interesting, whatever. That's a good one. I like that beat a lot. I really like when producers use voices in beats, and especially when they kind of distort them. And I especially like that one. I should actually see who produced that. So let me check that out. I like that one where the vocals are kind of, they kind of melt into the beat. And it's just kind of Drake singing. And then I don't really know who that is on the chorus, or if that's just him with some kind of, pretty aggressive, filter or something. Okay, this was produced by Hagler. Hagler. Never heard of him. But he's produced some Drake stuff. Furthest Thing. Trophies. Very interesting. He's Canadian, of course. Oh, no, wait. The chorus is Jennifer... Oh, yeah. The chorus is sampled from Jennifer Lopez. It's J-Lo. It's If You Had My Love. Yeah, I knew that. Come on, Avery, get it together. Anyway, next we're, this is difficult. We'll play some U2. Keep it classic. I used to listen to this album all the time when I was younger, because it was one of the few CDs that my parents got me. I mean, not like they refused to like get me any CDs. I had a few of them, and this was one of the better ones. That and like Bowie's Greatest Hits, and I think I had a Bowling for Soup one, which hasn't aged super well. But yeah, that's it. There's not even a but. There's no excusing that. That's too bad. Anyway, this is City of Blinding Lights, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb by, of course, U2.
You know, the less you find out as you go.
City of Blinding Lights, you two, and I think we're just gonna keep it rolling here. Next, this song has been everywhere, so it's not my fault that you're about to hear it again. But it's too good to not play it. Yeah, you know what it is. It's the Old Town Road remix featuring the boy Billy Ray Cyrus. Let's get to it.
Thank you. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, nah, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, but riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't. Town living like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
Song is so good. Oh man. For those of you that don't know the story behind that song, so it's by Lil Nas X, and the original was just him. And it's kind of a country song, kind of like just a trap hip hop song. I mean, it's just somewhere in between. And he released it, I don't know, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and I mean, it's hilarious anyway, and it like is a kind of fun song. And just hearing him say riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder, is a pretty a fun little couplet. But anyway, so it was kind of skyrocketing up all the charts, but also it was shooting up the Billboard Top 100, whatever, but the top country songs, and Billboard, whoever it is that makes these decisions, caught wind of it, and they, their official, I don't know, whatever, country person, made the announcement that actually it doesn't have, I don't know, all the characteristics of country music, all the trappings, if you will, And they took it off, which kind of set off an outcry and led Lil Nas X to I actually don't know if it's on the if this remix made it to the country charts, but he in order to make it a little more country, he went and got Billy Ray Cyrus for the remix, and I can't lie, Billy Ray Cyrus kind of murders it, like in a good way. He's kind of got bars. Anyway, next up, this is actually pretty special. Pierce couldn't be here today, which is pretty special on its own. But with that being said, we're now gonna have the official radio debut of not only this song but also this band. And that band is Devlin et al. This is Pierce's band, in case you didn't know that. But they were recording an album all weekend. I hope it's good. I don't know. This song is really good, but I can't actually speak to the album because I haven't heard it, and I would never lie to you guys, but this song is good, and I can hear my friend Pierce drumming on it, and the other people in his band sound good, too. So, anyway, this is called... He just texted me the name of it because I wasn't sure. This is called Just Space by Devlin et al.
I don't feel like myself, I haven't in a while. Walking around this town, I don't know who I just can't smile. Wasting away, just taking up space. Won't you get me away from here before I break my... I don't feel like myself, I haven't in a while. Walking around this town, I don't know who I just can't smile. Am I wasting away, just taking up space? Won't you get me away from here before I break myself down? Won't you get me away from myself before I'm buried into the ground? 'Cause I'm wasting away.
Beautiful. Sorry about the technical difficulties on that. I was just playing it out of the file that he sent me in my messages, so I just had to keep tapping the screen to make sure my phone wouldn't go to sleep. Because I am unprepared. but anyway, I like that song a lot. It's called Just Space. Lead singer Amanda has... I haven't really heard... I've heard them do, like, covers of other stuff. I mean, I've heard them do their own stuff, too. But a lot of what I've heard is covers, and I think a lot of those tend to be male singers, and it's a little harder for her to really kind of play to her strengths on those songs. So it's pretty cool to hear that. She has a really strong, like, powerful voice. So, yeah, that's a fun little one. Anyway, we'll keep it rolling, because I have some songs that I want to, some more songs I want to play. This next song is Migos. I love them. It's called What the Price, I Can Do It Over Any Beat. This is off their first album, Culture. Any beat, any flow, whatever, they'll do it. Beautiful chemistry, since they're all related. Here we go. Enjoy it. Or don't, but do.
Trunk, it's illegal. Came from dimes. No cosign.
No cosign.
Read between the lines like a pro stater. Did my own grind.
Grind.
What's the price?
What's the price?
Prices going up. Prices.
Hold on.
Price. Going up.
What a song. Good old Migos. God love them. Anyway, we're just going to keep it going because I have a few more songs I want to try to squeeze in before the final buzzer. This next one, I'm sure it's been played on this station before because it's Tufts and it's WMFO and people just bleed Vampire Weekend. But anyway, they released this song. This is off their album Father of the Bride that's coming out in, I don't know, soon, within a month. They haven't released anything since Modern Vampires in the City in 2013, which was wildly regarded as one of the best albums of the year. Anyway, this is This Life. Fun song, happy song. kind of old sounding. Lyrics are kind of sad. Some good old Vampire Weekend. Get in one last song. I don't know if I'll get in the full thing. I might have to fade it out once the next DJs get in here. But this next one will be Hustle and Motivate by the late great activist rapper Nipsey Hussle. He passed away last week. Look him up. Good dude. Off Victory Lap album. He's nominated for best rap album. This song I was just talking about with my brother this week. It's a good one. So, here we go. Hope I can get through all of it.
Cash. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and they follow me, huh? They think I know the way, cause I took control of things, ballin' the solo way. And if you pattern my trend, I make you my protege. Crossing that soldier race, don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings, make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks, make you explode a face. Now you official now, but you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note, I'm about to drop in a few. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit, I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game, got my name all in the news. Trippin' on all of my moves, quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this, fresh out the county with nothing to lose.
Y'all know this for nothing, no. When I count on you, but I don't do it for nothing. No, not at all, not at all. You, but my money rich, money rich. That you do, how you alone. So I don't do it for nothing. No, not at all. Oh, I told her I got money now. Oh, yeah, sign. So I don't do it for nothing. Not at all. On a brand love.
Back in this booth, like I never left. Stand for some shit that you never read. Passing through stages and life, through the ups and the downs, like it's all just another test. Live by the booze like a fucking breath. I got respect in a hundred set.